Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women on this lovely Friday. And here we are into August already. It just seems like summer flies so fast. Before you know it, we start getting those crisp, cool evenings. I always feel like the last 2 weeks of August, like, oh no, it's coming. But I love fall too, so I'm not going to complain. Well, today we're talking about how you can accelerate your sacred manifestation powers with Lisa Michaels. Lisa helps people align their creative dance with the rhythms of nature for more soul-filled success, connecting people with nature's creation secrets. She was chosen as a Hay House Mover and Shaker in 2010, and Lisa helps ignite your inner gifts. Her most current products include the book Natural Rhythms, A Sacred Guide into Nature's Creation Secrets, The Elemental Forces of Creation Oracle, and The Elemental Forces of Creation audiobook. And her website is, if you want to check that out while we're on the show, is lisa-michaels.com. So welcome, Lisa.
Thanks, Chris. I am delighted to be here with you and your listeners today. Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since we've talked. I know people won't probably remember, but Lisa was probably, you were probably in the show quite a while ago. You've been a presenter at Woman of Wisdom. So first, let's hear your story. What inspired you to be this expert in the elemental forces and the natural rhythms of our planet?
Wow. Well, that's a great question. You know, really, I was a dancer. I had a 500 pupil ballet school. And so I was really used to connecting to rhythm from a whole different level. And then once I sold my portion of the school, I did something called the priestess process. And during that process, I actually was blessed with a download of the elemental forces of creation teachings one day. I was staying at a spiritual teacher friend of mine out in California. I was staying with her. And that night before we went to bed, I said, you know, I've been studying all these different things. And as a dance teacher, I'm really good at seeing patterns, but I don't see how they fit together. And I went to sleep that night. And the next morning I woke up and just got this like swoosh of all I can say is a download. Like I just, all of a sudden I completely understood how I'd been studying the elemental forces of creation and how they function in our consciousness. And so as I started teaching that body of work, I began to sort of see how, you know, with Earth, you've really got the rhythm of the wheel of the year, you know, the turning of the seasons, which you were just talking about. You know, with water, you've really got the journey of the moon. And so these different pieces, and I mean, with fire and the sun, you get the rhythm of every day and every night. So I just started seeing how these rhythms play out, how when we get in sync with them and we're in really good alignment with them, what a difference they make in terms of what we're creating and what we're manifesting in our own lives.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we're talking about is sacred manifestation. What have you discovered is the difference between manifestation and creation?
Oh, yes. Well, it's very interesting because I've been studying spirituality a long time, even as I owned the ballet school, and I was applying it to what I was doing. And what I realized is that I got really good at manifesting. Like I could determine what I wanted to create. I would focus my energy and then I would bring it in. And when I started really deepening my connection to the feminine, to the divine feminine, I started to see that there was a whole other layer that was really creation. And what's the difference to me? And I'm going to use a ground cover as an example. So manifestation is something, if you were making a ground cover, it would be like a concrete driveway or a sidewalk. Like there are very clear steps that you take to bring that into being. And it's an inanimate thing when you're finished. A silk plant is another example. Versus a creation, you can still line up all the same things. You're still a part of it. But there's an element of aliveness that happens. So a creation ground cover would be grass. It's alive. It needs to be cut. It needs to be tended because it's changing. And we approach those two things a little bit differently, and it matters. I mean, sometimes you can't always tell the exact dividing line between them, but many times you can. So a silk plant, you can create from the same process many silk plants, but those silk plants can't create more plants. But if you've got a live plant, there's a reproduction that can happen where it can create on its own. So a body of work, for example, the Elemental Forces of Creation, it's a living body of work. So that means while I can do it, I can also teach people to do it and they can go do it, but it becomes alive through them. Like it's not an exactly repeated, consistent, all the time same thing, because if they're tapped into the living field of creation, then new wisdom is going to come through them because they're open to how it evolves. So it's creation is a living thing. You know, babies, they're creations. You can work some manifestation steps to help bring them in, but ultimately it's an act of creation. It's got that invisible, you know, divine part of it that, you know, just makes it really alive. And it's a beautiful difference.
Mm-hmm. And it's more, there's more purpose behind it and it's more fulfilling because there's, that sense of you've created something versus, like you say, it's alive. Mm-hmm. So what, is there some elemental pieces of creation that you work with?
Oh, absolutely. And I just, one of the things that, as you were just talking, made me think about, you know, some creations last for longer than others. You know, when we used to make up dances, sometimes those dances would be just, they would rise in creation and be there for just a little while. And then, you know, go back into the field of creation, you know, just like release when you're not doing it anymore. So some have longer lifespans than others. And that's important because in our world, you know, we've got a lot of changing going on. And, you know, to just, you know, the transition that we've been in with technology over the last few years, you know, staying present to the changing forces. And yes, I absolutely work with the elemental forces of creation. So, and they are the fundamental forces that really hold the world and, you know, that we work with all the time. They're really the form that we live within, Earth being the structure, the part that houses us, the, you know, ground that we walk on. And the thing about all of the elements is they have a correspondence to us personally. Like the body is our personal structure and it's an earthen container. So in the same way the earth outside of you functions and how you use it in creation, that same thing is true internally or in the creation of something that you want to bring forth, such as a book. You know, the earth element provides the structure for that book, the steps that you take to achieve it. And then there's water. You know, think about the the oceans and the rain and the rivers and the lakes that, and all the water that's in our bodies, that's the emotional realm. And how the emotional realm impacts creation is just really super important. We can talk more about that as we go along. Mm-hmm. Then there's air and fire and then spirit. So each of them have a certain thing they bring into the living field of creation and how you work with it. If you go outside and you really steep yourself in nature, I mean, just even for a little bit, you can feel that pulsation, that aliveness that's happening out in the natural world. That just, you know, that's the living field of creation. And when you tap into it, your body relaxes, you get more connected to who you are, like what is your personal nature. So being connected to these energies makes a big difference in terms of how aligned you are with the source of your own creativity and the creation energies that move through you.
Well, I also think, as you were talking, I was thinking of cycles. You know, there's the birth and death cycles, you know, of that, and it's kind of circular. There's that, because you were talking about creating something that's alive to it, but, or say you're creating a conference, you know, that sometimes there's a lifespan that it just exists for however long it exists for that purpose, whether it's 5 years or like our conference for our 25th year, you know, it makes you wonder, like, okay, what point is the cycle over, you know, and it transforms exactly into something new. And to be aware of that, you know, life and that death isn't the end, it moves into a rebirth of what follows that, and to be aware of those cycles.
Exactly. And it's really important to pay attention to it, because what happens if you don't pay attention to it is that something will lose so much life force, like it'll start to just slowly die off until, if you're not paying attention, it will die off. And a lot of people take the peak point of success, like that's like the peak point of the moon cycle. You know, it is, it's full just for a little while, and then it begins its dissemination, its decline. So, you know, some people take that point as this will always be like this.
Yeah, and that's not
we're going to.
Yeah, and it doesn't stay, because everything changes. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a break right now. This is Chris Danis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. We'll be right back.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking with Lisa Michaels. She's the author of Natural Rhythms. So we were talking about the cycles, Lisa, you know, changing. And I think what the word that comes to mind is like, you know, allowing those change. Sometimes we're so afraid of change because it's, you know, that fear of the unknown. What's it going to change? What are things going to change to? But we kind of have to surrender and allow things to be, that it's all a process. What do you recommend for people?
Oh, it's so huge, this piece about process and allowing change. And, you know, one of the things to really pay attention to, I think, is being in nature, connecting to what the seasonal cycle is and noticing. And you were just talking about fall a little while ago. You know, when fall comes, it's about really tuning in to what is ready to fall away, what needs to be let go of. And if people practice letting go in the cycle of letting go, just in the after the full moon, to just tune in what needs to be released in order for whatever it is that I'm manifesting to come into form, the more they practice allowing that natural cycle of things ending, of even at the end of the day, you know, this is the ending of this day. This day will never be back again. This month of July that just ended in 2016, this will never be back again. To be more present to that in every way that you can helps make those bigger transitions more acceptable, more able to, helps make you to be more able to move with that energy, so you're not so caught up in, oh, you know, things have to be the way they always were. It just isn't how it is. And so embracing that and practicing with it helps a lot. Actually, in this process that I was telling you about, the priestess process, we actually do a shamanic death and rebirth. So you practice like what it would be like, you know, well, you're really dying to your old frequency and you're being reborn into a new frequency. So you practice, what does it feel like when you really acknowledge the end of something before you move into something new? It's really great practice for the soul, really, to embrace that level of shift and transition.
Well, and the word that comes to mind too is allowing that grief, because with that change, there's the grieving of letting go of something old.
Yep.
Before you move on, so that you can truly let go of it. Because if we're hanging, you know, a lot of times we hang on to, and you see it all over the place, we hang on to what is, what has been, and you don't quite fully move into the next stage of your life.
Right. I really, really recognized that in my 40s, that if I didn't very consciously release my 20s and 30s, I couldn't be present in my 40s and then my 50s. And now I'm entering that next phase, you know, turn 59 this in a couple more days. And so I'm entering a whole new portion of life. And, you know, you've got to be consciously aware of the releasing part to be present at the new stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Acknowledge, you know, honoring that next stage of, you know, being an elder and the wisdom that you have, and instead of hanging, I'm 66 and I look at, oh, if I was 40, I would have all that energy I had when I started Woman of Wisdom to start something new. And what I have is what I have now. I still have energy. I still have life, and so much more knowledge, you know, and society needs to honor that too. There is that element of ageism,
right.
You know, people want to hire the young people but there's, you know, there's something to be said about the intergenerational, of the value of that youthful exuberance and energy, and the elder wisdom together can manifest some amazing things.
Absolutely. And it's very important to learn to work together in that way. And I think honoring the elderhood just overall and trying to reprogram that ageism piece is really important for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And other countries, other cultures do that better than we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to be the example, right?
Yes. Well, there's, you know, and there's more people in our age group now, you know, with the baby boomers. There's, we're not going to sit back and sit in our wheelchairs.
Right. Exactly. Active, productive, and going for it in whatever way we feel like.
Right. And being aware of that rhythm and what do we want to create in this next stage?
Exactly.
And speaking of getting back to creation, is there some information that you're handing on to people of how you access the information of this, the elemental forces of creation? How do you, what's important in accessing that information?
Well, I just think really making a conscious relationship with each of the elements. On my website, there's actually a creation starter kit. And in that starter kit, there's a workbook, and the workbook helps you to go outside, and you can do it without the workbook, but just go sit on the ground, for instance, and put your awareness down in the ground and just ask the Earth Mother, you know, what she wants to tell you right now. Maybe you've got a particular thing that you're manifesting and you just want to know what her insights are about it. Just tune in and just really, really listen. Some people will get an immediate thing in their mind. Some will just like, I don't get anything right this minute. That's okay. You've made that connection. It's a little bit like a dialogue, like we're going back and forth. When you start honoring the elements and you start tuning into them, they'll respond back to you. You may get it in the dream time. You may get it immediately. It's always just a little bit different. But I say the first step is go tune into each one of them and start forming that relationship.
Well, and you talked about there's these different elements, you know, the spirit, earth, water. So let's get more deeply into that. You know, what is and just what you were saying, it sounds like starting with the earth, like sitting on the ground and tuning into the earth, might be a very fundamental place to start.
And then next time you take a shower, you know, make a connection with the water. Like, don't just take an unconscious shower. Take one where you're present to the water and, you know, just, you know, what do I need to know today? What do I need to cleanse? I mean, water is a deeply cleansing element. What old emotions do I need to let go of in order to create or manifest whatever it is that I'm working on bringing into my life right now? You know, just make, when you drink your water, you know, ask for deep nourishment from water. If you notice that you're having some big feelings, then allow yourself to move them. Sometimes you need to cry it out. Sometimes you need to dance it out. Sometimes you just need to go for a walk. Just see what needs to move and give yourself some space for that. And then with air, it's kind of the strangest one to make a connection to, because when you connect to air, I mean, it's invisible. You know, it's the invisible realm of thoughts and of words, and you know, so it feels really different when you tap into it relative to earth and water, where you can touch and, you know, so fire.
Well, the time you feel air, it's like the wind blowing or listening to the wind through the trees. It's also movement. You know, it's being aware of very subtle energy of movement.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the sun, the solar force, or, you know, you can light a candle or connect to how much energy you have and tap into all those places and open up to what those elements have to tell you, because they're going to bring you some profound pieces in terms of what you need. And when I need some guidance, seriously, I'll ask for what I need. I will consciously go out into nature, make it a point to open to the living field of creation, and I'll ask for guidance. And then I'll start walking, and I always need a piece of paper, because I get so much information about what I'm trying to solve or what I'm working on or the insights that I need for something. Very powerful.
Yeah, and what you're talking about too is like allowing that space in your life for that to happen, to step away from your daily life of, you know, whether your work is on your computer, which a lot of us are on our computers, to do something different, and to then pay attention to all these different elements. What is, like you say, what is speaking to me today? Is it water? Is it earth? Is it air? And what message, you know, it's that going inward, that change of that inward journey of these elements help you do that. From what I'm hearing you say, that inner journey, because it's like the universe speaking to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the elemental forces, the oracle, is a really easy way to get some guidance with each of the elements, because you just pull a card and you know which one's speaking to you right then and there.
Yes. And you know what? When we come back from the break, I'm going to pull a card and we'll see what today is drawing us. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back and talk more with Lisa Michaels.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker? Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday, 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And for more information, visit spirituald.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm going to have Lisa Michaels, who's our guest today, and she's the author of Natural Rhythms. And Lisa, why don't you give your website information and what you have available for people, what you offer?
Sure, absolutely. Lisa-Michaels.com is the website. And there's a creation starter kit that's actually quite large. You know, it's 3 days worth of gifts, and there's a lot in it. You know, a workbook, a sacred timings, and an audio. There's really a lot of juicy pieces in there, and that gives people a good start for working with the elements, a good start for working with the rhythms of nature, and tuning in and tapping into what it is that they want to create next. So it's really a lot of fun to access that and start playing with it.
Mm-hmm. Great. And people can order the deck and your books. And the Oracle
Everything.
Deck is really nice. And I am going, like I said, I'm going to pull a card of what now. I guess
you want to tune into a topic before you pull it?
Well, I'm not necessarily doing this for me, maybe just for
overall.
All our listeners overall of what's in store for us to at this time. This late summer time. So here's my card. It's a fire card and it says dynamic. I love it. Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, so dynamic is really about the thing, exactly what we've been talking about change, this aliveness that comes with, you know, being dynamic. And really, you know, dynamic means that there is this deep shift that goes on. I do a program at the start of every year called Create a Dynamic Year, and that's what it's really all about, keeping that aliveness, allowing the growth, the changes, and the progress. So I would say that for all the listeners to tap into, you know, where in their lives do they need to allow more change, to let things be alive, to let them be more dynamic, to step into that frequency a little bit more. And just take a little note about that and start paying attention to it. Where do we need to boost that in our lives?
Mm-hmm.
So great card.
Yeah.
Fire.
I think it's obvious, but you might share, like, why is this, because you create these, why is this in fire? What's the energy of fire needed for this?
Oh, because it's, you know, and the funny thing about the Oracle deck, Chris, and I'll come back to that in a second. The funny thing about it is, long before I had the images on the cards, we just worked with the words and the elements themselves. You know, I really tuned into each element and they kind of told me what words to put and what words to use and which ones to be part of what. So dynamic, you know, if you look at fire, I mean, even the sun, I mean, there's this dynamic quality of it's constantly changes, dynamic quality of its heat creates the, you know, the fire for something to spring to life. So think about dynamic, not so much earth, not so much water, definitely not really air. Fire is where it lights up. So really fun to play with all of them and to tune in. One of the things that I like to do and I like to recommend that people do is to choose a card a day. There's 90 cards in the deck. To choose one a day and really work with the message of that card for an entire day. See what it reveals to you. You know, just let dynamic come to life in your consciousness. See what it wants to add for you, where it shows up to help you to put more dynamic energy into whatever it is that you're doing. So it's a great way. Journal with it, work with it all day long. Great way to learn the core of how the elements function.
Well, it sounds like it's a great word for what we're discussing about manifesting and creating. You know, you need that dynamic force to make things happen.
Absolutely.
So one element we didn't talk about yet was spirit and what spirit's impact on creation.
Yeah, and it's really just like all of the elements, it's really many-fold. One of the ways that it functions is your connection to whatever you call the divine. And I like to really include the divine feminine and the divine masculine and sacred right relationship. This, however that gets named for you, but it's your direct connection to whatever that is. And then it is also your spirit and how spirit moves through you in a unique way. Because spirit moves through you in a unique way, you create things like nobody else would create. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is that we're doing. Somebody else is going to do it differently than we're going to do it because spirit's moving uniquely through each person. So whatever you're feeling called to create or called to manifest, if it's truly coming through you, like it's not something that you think you ought to do because it's a cultural thing that we're supposed to do this particular thing at this particular time. If it's really coming through you, this is what I'm feeling I really need to do, then spirit is moving you forth into the world, into the next phase of your growth. It's kind of like that feeling of when you start feeling like I can't do this anymore. It's time to pull back, to look at that reflection. I've been facilitating in a particular way for 16 years, and I really got guidance. No, it's got to change. Like there's got to be a shift. So I started having some of the people that I used to teach to facilitate, and it's working out beautifully. But if we don't listen to our spirit, then we're going to miss the clues that help to guide us and how spirit wants to move next within us and around us and through us.
Well, it makes me think too, like, how do you combine all these forces together? You know, air, water, fire, earth, spirit.
Well, you know, the funny thing is when you go out in nature, it's not something that you even think about. And yet you can pull them apart to explore them. So most of the time, they just function around us and within us. But we can, you know, we can stop and say, you know, what am I thinking about this? What are my beliefs that I have around this? How can I be more conscious with my intention? That's working with air. Or where do I need to breathe new life into my life or into my business? How do I need to breathe new life into it? A whole way of engaging air. But normally you're just functioning with all of the elements, but it's that unique ability to say, all right, now how? So let's take an example. Say you're just feeling really flat and dull. Where, like, how can you be more dynamic? Where can you add fire? What do you need to do to get fired up to make things happen, to apply your will, to energize something, to take rhythmic aligned action? That's the way they work, and they'll start, you know, as you increase your awareness, you'll start to get it. Okay. This is how I apply this right now, but there's another layer of it, and it's called a unified field. And a unified field is where, when you're creating or manifesting something, where you just tune into, are all of the elements lined up with each other in an effective way? And, or is there something out of sync or one of the elements off in this particular creation? And how do I get them all lined up?
Yeah, that's a good point. Just to pay attention, like, what's missing? Oh, I'm missing fire. I'm missing that dynamic element, you know, or I'm missing air, like being able to go with the breeze, and or water, the emotional part of things. So just, yeah, to pay attention to what is there and what is missing for you to work on. And I know a lot of meetings, we, you know, we start by doing opening with the four directions, which always embrace these elements.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so we're bringing all those, like bringing everything all together into a unified, like you say, a unified force, that we're working, being aware of everything that's needed in this creation process that we're having in this meeting.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you know what so many women right now need, and it really came just hearing you talk about your meetings, what so many women need is they need rejuvenation and nourishment. So when you call the elements into something, you know, you're really helping them to enliven whatever is happening and, you know, create this sacred container for, you know, participating together in something. So really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's bringing it all together and like say awareness, having that awareness of, you know, sometimes we're so wrapped up in a world, we're not even aware of these other forces that can help us. They're allies, they're guides, you know, and we tend to get so concrete, like just when you said like in the material, you know, manifesting something that's, you know, like a cement sidewalk. Mm-hmm. versus grass. So thinking what, what makes this alive? What's going to bring this that I want to bring into my life? What's going to make it alive? Sorry, I'm losing my voice. Well, okay, we're ready for another break. We're going to take a little time and we'll come back and talk more with Lisa Michaels.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. Well, we're in our last segment here with Lisa Michaels, an author of Natural Rhythms, and she has the Elemental Forces of Creation Oracle deck, which is fabulous. I drew that card Dynamic, which is in the fire element. So we were talking about that. So Lisa, tell me, what is a creation dance?
Well, it's so funny that you asked that. The thing about it is, when I was actually a dancer, you know, I was moving my body and really moving to the rhythm of the music. And then as I got into what I'm doing now, I started to see that that's what we're all doing. We are creating our lives, and we're in this dance, this sacred dance with the sun and the moon and the stars and, you know, our everything that we're doing. We just don't pay attention to that. We don't consider it that. But when you're really bringing something in and you're really tapped into the rhythms, that's what you're doing. You are doing a dance of creation in terms of bringing that in. You're learning how to, and I'm going to say, step out on the count of one, and then I'm going to have to explain that. So this count of one, when you're literally dancing your body, is the first beat of the music. The count of one for a creation dance is when you align your creations with the new moon or with the winter solstice. That's the starting point of the monthly cycle or the starting point of the yearly cycle. That's the opening. That's when you go in. That's when you state what your intention is. What do you want to have growing during this next moon phase? What do you want to grow over the next year? And, you know, there are certainly other points you can enter the wheel of the creation dance. But like you learn in a regular dance classroom, one is the more frequent entry point. And when you align with that, it strengthens your creations. It makes your capacity, like it propels you forward. And so really becoming aware that that's what you're doing, a creation dance, and it'll help you. It will give you that extra like gliding ability that brings grace when you're literally dancing. It'll bring more grace into your creation dance.
So that's step one. It's kind of the opening, like she said, I love that. It's definitely, starting with your intentions and what do you want? And then what is the next step in your creation dance?
Well, it's really about staying in alignment. One of the things that you're going to want to do is like, what are my simple daily activities that I need to do to bring this creation forward? If you've set your intention, you laid it out, then you want to look at what are the steps? Let's just take writing a book, for instance, outlining it. Then every day, what's the rhythm I'm going to be in to get the writing done? How am I going to make sure that I have this woven into my week? Like, I post on Facebook the rhythm of the sun and the moon every single day. So how do I get into that rhythm? What activity needs to happen? And if I'm not going to be around, I set it up ahead of time, but I keep the people who follow me, I keep them aware of what's happening with the sun and the moon. And that keeps me more aware of it. But it's about what are the steps that are going to drive whatever it is that you're creating forward and getting in a rhythm, getting in a good routine. So as a dancer, the rhythm is you go to class every single day. So as a creation dancer, what are the things that you need to do that drive that creation forward every single day? You know, there may be a day or two here and there that you need to take off, but how do you keep it driving forward? A lot of times people they stop doing what they need to be doing to get a creation into form, and then it loses its fire. It doesn't have any momentum, and it's much harder to get things going from lack of momentum than it is to keep it really energized and keeping it moving forward rhythmically. So I really encourage the establishment of rhythm and the breaking down of step by step what needs to happen.
Well, in that rhythm, but it also sounds like it could be, you could get caught in a mundane, you know, like the same thing, you know, every day, that the rhythm also needs to flow like water does.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's just a little thing every day, but like you are in the rhythm of producing your show every week. You know, it doesn't have to be the same thing every single day, but what's going to be driving, you know, your expansion of the people who you know, help to get to know Women of Wisdom. It could be something different, but it's still that driving forward, that moving forward energy all the time.
Mm-hmm. So one last question. Why do people give up on their dreams?
It's a very simple thing. I think they forget that practice is part of how something comes into form. You know, that's one of the beautiful things that dance taught me, is that you practice and practice and practice and practice something until you get the skill for it. A lot of people, they want to create something, they want to manifest something, they've got a dream, and they try it once, it doesn't work. They try it again, it doesn't work. They try it again, and they give up. They're not willing to invest in the practice of creation. Just like they would practice literally learning ballet, you have to practice creating. And, well, did that work? I targeted it this time in this way. What do I need to tweak and adjust? They just simply give up because they're not willing to stay with the practice of creating until they get something into form. You know, some things take 20 years to learn. Some things take a lot longer than that to master, because it's mastery that, you know, so many areas of life. Business is an area of mastery. You know, money is an area of mastery. Of course, again, I use ballet as an area of mastery. But sticking with it until they're willing to get, till they really get to that mastery place, is a very big deal. And a lot of times they just give up because they don't have immediate, quick success, and they need to be willing to stick with something.
Yeah, and that's so much our culture too. That the quick fixes and everything. And I know I want to know how to just know how to play the piano. I didn't, when I was a kid, I didn't want to practice to learn all that. I just wanted to be able to do it. But I think part of it is too, is knowing what's your passion. If you're passionate about something, you probably will stick to it. And so to really analyze, is this what I really want to do? Is this my passion? And then if it is your passion, you stick with it and practice because you really want it.
Well, and I think some people don't practice enough sometimes to even know that. You know, you might, like with certain things, you might know right off the bat, like I did with tennis. I just didn't like to play tennis, you know, But there are other things like, you know, dance that I love to do. But I also see a lot of women, they want to start a business, for instance, and they just don't hang with it long enough to learn the skills. It's not easy enough. So they give up because they, mm-hmm. they run across the challenges. So I think there's a little bit of both in that.
Okay, so that's your message for people to stick with it, practice, and learn that skill. Well, we have to close now for the show, Lisa. Thanks for being here today.
Loved it, Chris. Thank you so much.
So check out our books on our website, lisa-michaels.com, Natural Rhythms and the Oracle Deck Elemental Forces of Creation. I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom Foundation, and we are now planning our 25th year. It's going to be February 16th to the 20th. We're doing some special things this year, and we're doing invitations to presenters, bringing back some of our wonderful presenters we had over the past 24 years. And if you would like to receive an invitation, you can fill out a form at the website, thewowconference.org. There's information and an application form. And also make note, October 1st is our fall festival, and we have applications and information about if you would like to have a booth. If you're an artist, have arts and crafts to sell, or intuitive reader, or an energy healer, check that out. Also, same website, thewowconference.org. And applications are due September 12th, and we are going to have a fabulous fall festival October 1st. I invite you to also check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams of the Spirit of Woman. It's up on our website for purchase. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, and it's a exploration of the divine feminine from many voices. Okay, so we're at the end of our show. We hope everybody has a great weekend. Next week, I'll be talking with Carolyn Muir. She's the author of Tantra, The Art of Conscious Loving. See you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.